Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know about you, but when we get to the second and third Sundays of Advent each year, John the Baptist disarms me a little bit. I know in my mind that the lectionary texts for these two Sundays of Advent are John the Baptist's words, but still his words seem to me like they're coming out of left field. There's such a disconnection between the appearance and words of John the Baptist and everything else that we are seeing and experiencing in the world around us. Right? When we go out from this place, we see red and green everywhere, not Advent blue. When we go out from this place, we hear the major chords of Christmas music, not the minor chords of Advent hymns. The world is filled with twinkle lights and Christmas trees, and none of these things are bad or wrong. They're just night and day different from the words that John the Baptist cries out in the wilderness. Right? We want to focus solely on the first advent of Jesus, when the Word became flesh, but John's words call us to prepare for the second advent of Jesus. His words uncomfortably remind followers of Jesus that the goal of Advent isn't December 25th. The goal of Advent isn't finishing our to-do lists and getting all the gifts bought and wrapped and sending out all of the Christmas cards. He comes on the scene now as then, shocking us out of our comfort zones as he calls us, more accurately, as he demands from us a different kind of preparation in this season. Just like the Old Testament prophets before him, John forces us to examine ourselves and the world. I actually really kind of like John the Baptist, quirks and all, crazy clothes, crazy diet and all. And I think one of the reasons I love him most is that he knew who he was, which means he knew who he wasn't. Right? He said to the people, I'm not the Messiah. Instead, he told them, I'm the voice in the wilderness. He knew that God had called him to point people to the Messiah, but he wasn't the Messiah. He told them that he was that voice. He knew that he was to point people to Jesus. And as I was making my way on social media this week, trying to find some inspiration of something, one of the pastors I follow posted this. He said it's important that John the Baptist knew who he was and who he wasn't. He said every day we need to get more clear about who we are and who we aren't. Otherwise, we'll find ourselves living a life God never called us to live. Whew. Talking about some words stopping me in my tracks. Every day we need to get clear about who we are and who we aren't. Otherwise, we'll find ourselves living a life God never called us to live. I wonder if part of our Advent preparations, if part of our preparing the way for Jesus to come, is to become clearer about who we are and clearer about who we aren't. Because if we're holding on to something so tightly of who we aren't, it could be taking up space in our lives that we should be allowing Jesus to enter. Every day we need to get clear about who we are and who we aren't. And how do we think about this individually and collectively as a church community? Well, who we are a faithful community. We are a faithful community of folks who follow the way of Jesus. I have the honor of being your pastor and seeing the ways that you faithfully show up for one another and the ways that you faithfully and generously serve God and others. You're deeply generous, whether it's giving to the backpack program or sponsoring an Angel Tree kiddo, whether it's giving to the pastor's discretionary fund. You are a community that loves and cares for each other deeply, more than any other congregation I've been a part of. You take so seriously the fact that we are a church family. You show up for each other. You pray for each other. You support one another. You love and care for one another deeply. This is who we are. And every day, we need to get clear about who we are and who we aren't, but it's harder to be clear about who we aren't. Not that it's harder to discern who we aren't, but it's harder to acknowledge who we aren't, because so often, there is grief associated with that. So who Holly Grove is today in December of 2024 as we head into 2025 isn't the Holly Grove Lutheran Church of the past. And I know for many of you that is sad and you carry and hold grief for that. You hold who Holly Grove used to be with great fondness. But that's not who we are anymore. I saw a quote on Facebook that says, "The church of the past isn't coming back, but Jesus is." But the church of the past isn't. We aren't the Holly Grove that was around in the 1950s or 60s or 70s or 80s or 90s and 2000s. We're not even the Holly Grove that we were in 2019, pre-COVID. And even though it's really hard sometimes to be clear about who we are and who we aren't, it's important. Because otherwise we might be living a life that God is not calling us to live. On a very regular basis, many of you remind me of who Holly Grove used to be. And I know that it's not ill-intentioned. It's because you hold that with fondness. And you have sadness that it's not that anymore. And so I try to hold space for that. But the Holly Grove of the present isn't the Holly Grove of the past. And the truth is, if we are constantly comparing Holly Grove of the present to Holly Grove of the past, we're not helping ourselves. And I don't think we're being faithful to the work that God is calling us to do now. Not only has the church changed, the world has changed so much in the last 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years. And from my vantage point, from my perspective, I really don't think it's a bad thing that we aren't who we were. I mean, if you think back to 10 and 15 and 20 years ago, there were some pretty difficult conflicts in this congregation. Right at that time, there were some unhealthy individuals in leadership positions, and they weren't leading this congregation faithfully. If you think back to 15 or 20 years ago, I would have never been called to serve as pastor of this congregation because there were some loud voices of people who did not want a female pastor. And even if I had been called, I wouldn't have been received well by quite a few people. In fact, as it was when I was voted to become pastor here in December of 2020, there were 5 no votes for the sole reason that I'm a female. In December of 2020, 5 years ago, there are still people who, without even knowing who I am, didn't want me to be their pastor because I'm a female. I think there are a lot of good things about the present, and it's not a bad thing that we aren't who we were. We've grown and we've changed, and we are seeking to live faithfully in the present and be the body of Christ that God calls us to be now. Right? The Holly Grove of the past probably wouldn't be okay with children participating and leading worship in the way that they do. The Holly Grove of the past wouldn't be okay with Sawyer helping me hand out gluten-free wafers, because the Holly Grove of the past didn't even have gluten-free wafers, even though people needed them. Right? The Holly Grove of the past wouldn't let one of the youngest of our disciples be himself in worship. And think of all that would not have happened to us as a congregation as we've witnessed that and in his little life. It's not a bad thing that we aren't who we were, because from my vantage point, we are faithfully living in the present. We are faithfully being who God calls us to be now. We are welcoming to all, no matter who they are or where they are. We want them to worship with us and to be present and experience God among us. And what ends up happening is that we get to experience God in them. We are a community that is convinced and committed to being a community of believers who, even though we may disagree on a lot of things, especially politics, first and foremost, we love each other, and we have committed to disagree with one another with respect and kindness, because we don't want the division of the world to enter into our community and into the life that we live together. I know it's easy to compare to the past. I know it is. But I really don't think it's helpful, because it diminishes who we are in the present. And we are a faithful and loving church family and community. And so it's okay to be clear about who we are and who we aren't, because it helps us to live more faithfully into the call that God has upon us as individuals and a community. And so, may God give us all the grace this season to help us look inward, to be brutally honest with ourselves and each other about who we are, and to be clear about who we aren't. To grieve, if that's needed. But then to be able to move on faithfully and be the church and followers of Jesus that we're called to be right now, today. May God give us the grace to do just that. And may we give it to ourselves and to one another. Amen.